Spotlight. This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on Rashtriya Ekta Divas 2025, celebrating Ek Bharat Shreshth Bharat. The participants are Shekhar Iyer, senior journalist, and Arjun J. Chaudhary, anchor.
I'm joined by Shri Shekhar Iyer, and today we will discuss on Prime Minister Narendra Modi's address at Ekta Nagar, Kevadia, Gujarat, on the occasion of Rashtriya Ekta Divas or the National Unity Day. A warm welcome to you in the program.
Thank you.
Shekhar Iyerji, for those of us who are living in the present time, it's very difficult to comprehend the challenges that India faced at the time of independence, especially ensuring that the unity of India was maintained. For the benefit of our listeners, explain what those challenges were and why is unity such an important concept today?
Well, Mr. Arjun, today we are in 2025. If we travel back in time to 1947, both from the run-up to 1947 and after 1947, those 2 to 4 years were such difficult years for our country because Great India was partitioned on the basis of religion. A largely Muslim-dominated areas were created into East Pakistan and West Pakistan, and the remaining portions were declared as India. And though despite several promises there would be no displacement of population, that people would continue to live as they were living, but what we saw was continued push of Hindus out of Pakistan, both East and West, and also some people from India, some Muslims wanting to go to Pakistan. But this exchange of population, one of the biggest in the world to have ever happened, caused so much of suffering, so many families broken, women and children brutalized, that aftermath which a nascent government after independence that in India had to contend with. And as Deputy Prime Minister and India's first Home Minister, Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel had to take charge of the situation. So right from the time when people were leaving homes because of communal riots had broken out in West Pakistan as well as in East Pakistan, and more so in West Pakistan because people started fleeing their homes, people started pouring in. People from provinces of Punjab, from Sindh, Didha and West Pakistan, they started arriving in Delhi. So these people, as they were pouring into what is today Punjab and what was then called East Punjab, these people had to be housed. They were to be given basic necessities of life. And so many families had missing persons. Such was the tragedy that was unfolding. Sardar Patel took charge immediately, visited the relief camps everywhere. He went to even Amritsar. He went to different places where people were arriving by each train. Of course, the dead were also among the living who arrived here. So it was such a painful moment with Sardar Patel. That is why, as a man of steel or an iron man, as he was called, Loh Purush, and saw to it that the proper relief works were carried out. When the British decided to partition India, they passed an act called the India Independence Act by a law. This law said rulers of princely states, these princely states which comprised 40% of India's territory. Now these were given a choice by this act. The choice was they could either merge with India or merge with Pakistan or choose not to do anything. They can remain like princely states. And Sardar Patel, on one hand, the partition and the aftermath of partition, influx of population, that is one challenge. The other challenge is, how does government of India establish total territorial consolidation and full administration? So these princely states had to be persuaded. Some of them were willingly joined India, but there were some who were given some ideas they could even join Pakistan. Our first Prime Minister, Pandit Jawaharlal Nehru, said he will handle Kashmir because he had emotional attachment since he hailed from a Kashmiri family. The Kashmir problem, the way it was tackled then, unlike by Sardar Patel, it went on, it festered, and you saw very soon the Pakistan sent its army right in 1947-48 itself, you had a problem. There was invasion of Kashmir, a fledgling Pakistan. So first they sent Razakars, they sent some militant tribesmen, then even regular army was participating. I mean, several fronts India was facing, one calamity of the other, but Sardar Patel being Sardar Patel took things in its stride and started solving one problem after the other. Despite opposition from Sardar Patel, Nehru even agreed to a proposal to have a plebiscite, that is a kind of a referendum to ask people of Jammu and Kashmir. So that complicated, and also agreed for a mediation by UN, which was opposed by Sardar Patel. So there are numerous instances then which showed that the concept of unity which was envisioned by Sardar Patel, faced tremendous challenge in the beginning, but finally Sardar Patel succeeded. Today, if we have a robust administrative system all over the country, you have a federal government or the central government at the center, you have a state government in the states, and you have a district administration. Then down below, you have further blocks, block level, and then local self-government at the village level. Now, this system was given, I would say, a major boost by Sardar Patel because he saw to the reorganization of the civil services. From Indian Civil Service, it was switching over to Indian Civil Service, which was created by the British for the sake of the colonial empire, what had to overnight become Indian Administrative Service, in the sense it had to serve the people of the country. So this conversion, this change in the steel framework of administration was overseen by Sardar Patel. And when we are talking of Viksit Bharat, we can see the foundations that were laid by Sardar Patel. Only after Prime Minister Narendra Modi took office in 2014, India decided to celebrate his birthday, that is October 31st, as Rashtriya Ekta Divas. And since he took over, we saw building up of the grand statue in Kevadia, which today stands as a Statue of Unity. And today's functions, which the Prime Minister presided over, is a symbolic message for unity and integrity of India.
Mr. Shekhar Iyer, the Prime Minister's address at Ekta Nagar, Kevadia, Gujarat, and in his speech before the public, he also made a mention of the historical mistakes made in Kashmir and how that has been, to a certain extent, been corrected by the abrogation of Article 370. Could you tell our listeners about what that means in the present context of the Union of India as a legacy or to a Sardar Vallabhai Patel?
Well, you see, the situation was created in the immediate aftermath of 1947. A prescience was introduced in the constitution called the Article 370. It was supposed to be a temporary provision which did not allow for full integration of Jammu Kashmir with the rest of the country. A special status was created for that state. Force of to misguide people and rather to create an artificial alienation and also to promote separatism. And it took so many years until 2019 when Prime Minister Modi decided that they would abolish this Article 370 so that there is a fuller integration. Because this Article 370 prevented not just integration, it prevented extension of many central rules, including reservation for scheduled caste and scheduled tribes. There were several things, and lot of money was going down the drain in the name of development, but no development was happening. As the Prime Minister pointed out today, that Kashmir has broken free from the shackles of Article 370. And today we can say it is fully integrated in the mainstream. And Pakistan, who are at the masterminds of terrorism, now they have realized that people, previous governments were scared to remove this article. This government was determined, and today we are seeing the results, and the true strength of India is visible, and people of Kashmir are also happy. People of Jammu are also happy. Yes, because there is a lot more to be done, and they are already seeing the winds of change that has come. Because the government is committed to take care of the people, create employment opportunities, to attract investment. So many things are happening. That is why Prime Minister also recalled what happened during Operation Sindoor. See, entire world has seen that if you are going to challenge India's integrity and both people and the armed forces, they will respond. As per every violation, every attempt to challenge India's integrity, the India's response has been strong and decisive, as Prime Minister put it today.
Let's now hear what Prime Minister Narendra Modi had to say on Sankalp, our undertaking to ensure that India is unified.
Ekta Divas ka mahatva hamare liye prerna ki pal hai, garv ki pal hai. Aaj karodo logo ne ekta ki shapath li hai. Humne sankalp liya hai ki hum aise karyon ko badhava denge jo desh ki ekta ko majbooti dein.
Mr. Shekhar Iyer, another aspect of post-independence India was the insurgencies in the northeast and the spread of Maoist Naxalism ideologies. How has that been resolved in the last 10 years?
Two problems that the Prime Minister mentioned about the insurgency in the northeast, as well as the Maoist problem. The government can claim with full confidence that the backbone of Naxal Maoist terrorism has ended. In fact, today the news is more and more Maoist leaders and their cadres are surrendering, accepting our constitution and willing to participate in the mainstream. This is happening in Maharashtra. This is happening in Chhattisgarh because they have realized that violence is not the way forward. All these misguided youths are realizing there is no point in taking up the gun because there are only two courses left for them. Either they die to the state power or they seek a new life by surrendering. Therefore, since March 2026, the deadline set by the Home Minister, Amit Shah, we have seen tremendous changes have happened. Similarly, on the insurgency front, even today, Manipur, which was festering for some time, center worked on various groups which were at war with one another. Somehow make them agree to the futility of such conflicts and also problems which were there earlier in Mizoram, or in Nagaland, you know, there were several rounds of talk. All have realized the way forward. There are problems. There are issues. And way forward is look into ways to satisfy the aspirations of the youth. Whether it is Chhattisgarh or it is Assam or it is Nagaland, Mizoram, Tripura, wherever. And that would require people sit down, look for consensus, continue the dialogue so that large opportunities can be tapped. There is a huge potential in the Northeast. So also in our tribal areas, where unfortunately misguided youths were lured into taking up guns to disastrous effect for themselves and to the society. But that is a past now. People are realizing. That realization has come because center under Prime Minister Modi has acted with firmness, has acted with a clear vision of the future.
Mr. Shekhar Iyer, how has the government addressed the challenges of the youth in its demography mission, which has been mentioned by the Prime Minister in his address at Ekta Nagar Kevadia on the occasion of Rashtriya Ekta Divas?
See, Prime Minister spoke of another problem, which is the problem of infiltration, which has been acknowledged by several previous governments, but very little could be done. And these foreign infiltrators have entered in those states which are bordering Bangladesh, particularly, and it has created a demographic imbalance in several districts. Therefore, what has happened is this government has decided to constitute a demographic mission. This mission is to see that changes in the population, changes in the character of the population do not pose a security risk, as also do not pose an economic challenge. That is why Prime Minister said today that India is resolved to fight this major threat decisively. And demographic mission, which was announced from Red Fort. And unfortunately, even when the issue is raised, for some reasons, some political parties, some individuals, they think this is something to do with, you know, how it will affect their political base. Rather than realizing the challenge it poses in terms of countries, not only integrity, also to its economy. Because welfare measures went for the poorest of the poor of Indians. If they were to be cornered by these infiltrators, that would severely affect our economy.
Mr. Shekhar Iyer, for the benefit of our listeners, could you tell us what citizenship means today for the youth of this country and for others in this country?
Well, citizenship today is a matter of pride, and it comes along with certain obligations, certain rights and certain duties. That is why the Prime Minister keeps emphasizing that we need to inculcate in our people that there are certain duties for the citizens who are enjoying the benefits of being sons and daughters of this great country. That is why we need to keep up the spirit of national unity, national integration, and Ekta Divas is particularly is a reminder to all of us.
Let's now hear what Prime Minister Narendra Modi spoke on Ek Bharat, Shreshth Bharat.
Azadi ke baad 550 se zyada riyasaton ko ek saath jodne ka asambhav karya ko unhone संभव करके दिखा दिया. एक भारत श्रेष्ठ भारत का विचार उनके लिए सर्वोपरि था. इसलिए आज सरदार पटेल की जयंती का दिन स्वाभाविक रूप से राष्ट्रीय एकता का महापर्व बन गया है.
We would also like to thank our eminent expert, Shekhar Iyer, for being with us on this program and explaining to us in detail what Prime Minister's address was on the occasion of Rashtriya Ekta Divas. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much.
You were listening to a discussion on Rashtriya Ekta Divas 2025, celebrating Ek Bharat, Shreshth Bharat. The participants were Shekhar Iyer, senior journalist, and Arjun J. Chowdhury, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani.
Spotlight.